Began yesterday the seventh parak of Nagoyim Elu Baharos Tahoros, and the first two Mishnayos dealt with Baharos Tahoros. By way of review, the first Mishnah dealt with Baharos, that at some point they were simply Mufka, they were removed from the Parsha of Baharos Tahoros. So even if later on they become susceptible, they remain Baharos Tahoros. And the second Mishnah dealt with changes of color from a brighter white to a lower white, lesser white, or from a lesser white to a brighter white. And there were three shittas in the Tanoim over there. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah held in any instance his mitire completely. It wasn't even Hesker. The Beharis is completely Tahara. Rabbi Lozer Chizmomir Lahokel Tahar. If the Baharas got lighter in color, they're Tahar. Ulahachmir, if they got darker in color, then he would be Machlit. Ulahachmir Tereg Bidchila, not Machlit. This is no Simintuma. But Ulahachmir Tereg Bidchila, if they got lighter in color, then you view it; it would be subject to Hezker. And Rabbi Akiva Omer bin Lahakil bin Lahachmir, whether they got dimmer or whether they got brighter, Tera Betchila. It's not Tahar, it's not Baharos Taharos, but it's in a state of Hezker. It's now in a state of abeyance, of house arrest or internment, until either 2 weeks go by and nothing happens, or until something does happen. Now, it suddenly struck me after I went over this that we had a machlokas, the Rambam and the Rav, in the very beginning of the Masechta. The Rav and the Rash learned the first Mishnah, and the machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, that there's a nafkamina in which tolda belongs to which av, insofar as that the two avos can mitzdoreif, and each av with its respective tolda, but the two toldas or the av with the other the tolda of the other av can't be mitzdoreif. But the Rambam had an entirely different approach. He held the only nafkamina was educational, so to speak. Respectively, according to Rabbi Meir the Chachamim, a kohen, in order to be able to paskin and to look on at tzaras on his own, without a chacham being there to guide him, for him to pask on his own, he had to pass bechina, where he knew he was able to distinguish the colors, the four maros satuma, and which was the each with respective of and the respective tolda. But it was only in terms of the testing of a kohen. So if that's the case in Mishnah Beis over here, what's the nafkamina? If it's only theoretical in terms of testing a kohen, then what difference would it make if it gets dimmer or brighter? According to the Rambam, Baharis is all the same Baharis. All of the colors are, you know, in terms of the halacha of Baharis, are exactly the same. So why should there be a difference if one got brighter or darker? So right now I'm just going to read the Rambam in Perek Vav, Halacha Dalid, and the Rambam you'll see is going over these two Mishnayos in Halacha. Elu Baharos Tahoros, Goy Shohay Sabo Baharis Vnizgayir. If a goy, of course he doesn't store it, because this is now, the Rambam is dealing with Halacha Bizman Hazeh, so he doesn't start with the first case the Mishnah gave, which is a Beharis that was on a person before Matan Torah, and then existed after Matan Torah, can never become Tomei. But the Rambam starts with the next case in the Mishnah, a Ovi Chachov Megoisha Hoysebo Beharis from his Geyer. Be Uber Venolat. If it was in a fetus, and then the child was born with the Beharis. Bekemet v'nigla, it was in a wrinkled area where it couldn't be seen, and it became uncovered. Barosh b'zokan k'shohoya behen ser, in the head areas where which is only given over to tumis nesek and not to tumis beharis. So it was there in the ser. at where it could not be, there was no din of Beharis there. And then Nikruchu, Vinishir Kol HaSeir, Vinizgalso HaBeharis. The person became bald, the hair fell out, and the Beharis was visible. It can never be Metame, can never be to Mesaras. Hoysa Bishchin Ubamichve, Shehen Mordin, Vehelut Sereves. The Rambam doesn't mention the word kedach the way the Mishnah does, but it was just the shechin and the mikveh when they were mardim, when they were moist and the wound was fresh, the helut srevis, and it got a scab, it got a covering membrane, and at that point the beharis is in. In other words, when they were in mikveh, the beharis had no effect, and when they healed. Were healing, then it had an effect. Hori kol elu the horos. Now, v'chinim hoisa beharis berosh of bezokon chodim she yalu seir meolam. Before those areas ever had hair, so they were never susceptible to nesek, but they were susceptible to beharis. And then hair came in, v'helu seir v'holach asir. Hair came in, so now the din of Beharis was mufka, was removed from there, because only that area was only subject to nesek, and then the hair went again. So here, the in the beginning and the end, there was susceptibility, but in the middle, there wasn't. Or shohoiso haBeharis ba'or, there was Beharis in the skin, again susceptibility to Beharis, but nas mekom shchino mikva, where it's not susceptible, where the tzaras of shchino mikva took over, v'choyu, and then the shchino mikva healed, hari hink or abosra, and they're like regular skin again, and the Beharis is visible in regular skin. So again, in the beginning at the end, there was Beharis, but in the middle, there was no susceptibility to Beharis. Afal pishut chilos v'sofa tamei hoil v'hoisut tahora bintayim harizut tahora. It remains always tahora. Nishtanu Rehem. Now here is the next Mishnah, and you'll see what the Rambam does with it. And our question, which is the Tosfos Yemtiv's question, I was bothering me. Tosfos Yemtiv mentions this also. How does the Rambam learn that Mishnah? Nishtanu Marehem bein she heyazu o shekehu. Yeru kitchila. If the color changed, whether it got brighter or it got more dim, they're viewed as, and this is like Rabbi Akiva says, does it make a difference? We pass it like Rabbi Akiva, yeru kitchila, that the person is in hezger, is viewed as a new nega. Ketzad. Now, here's where the Rambam has a whole different shot in the Mishnah. Goy shohoisa bo beheres kekrum beitza. A goy had a beheres. Now he's going back to the din of the first Mishnah and transposing. We're dealing with a person who couldn't have a beheres. So he had a beheres kekrum beitza, which would exempt him. Uliachish nizgayir. After he was nizgayir, naseis kashelik. Suddenly it became bright. Went from the dimmest to the brightest. Oshehoyis kashelik was like snow. Uliachish nizgayir naseis kekrum beitza. Both instances, Tera Ketchila. So even though the Rambam holds it's the same Nega, if it's, you know, in terms of the person from the beginning, in terms of when person was always susceptible to the Tumas Beharis, however here for some reason, even though it's the same Nega, there is another Nafkamina, aside from the education of the testing of a Kohen, that a different color that changes from a non-susceptible time to a susceptible time, if the color changes, then it comes in as a new nega, as a new nega tzara, as a new beharis. So again, goy shehoisa bo beharis krum beitzu liyachur nizgayur nasis kesheleg, kesheleg liyachur nizgayur nasis krum beitzu teirukit b'ketchila v'chim b'kodin shenolad u'bekemet shenigla b'roshu b'zokan shenikruchu b'shchinu b'mikveh shechoyum. If in any of these cases the in the period of non-susceptibility it was one color, and then when it became susceptible it was a different color. Mishdanu mara osun ha-beharos yiru ketchila. So there's a new color now. When it becomes susceptible, then the nega is now given over to hezger. The lo nishtanu tohoros. If there was no change in the color, It's tahara. So the Rambam does learn there is a slight nafgamina between the colors in terms of this din of susceptibility. Now we'll start Mishnah Gimel and Mishnah Dalit. Beheris ve'ein bo klum. If beheris has no simen of tumah, it has no hair. It has that turn ser. Saros Lavonos didn't have black hairs that turn white, or it didn't have a michya, vein bo klum, bitchila, bisof shur rishon, yaskir. So the Kohen sees this beheres, and he sees the first time he comes and sees, so he's maskir him for a week, and again he comes back at the end of 1 week, it's the same beheres, he's yaskir. Bisof shur sheni. At the end of the second week, nothing's happened. There's no simon of tuma, and liachra petur, or after the petur, he sees nothing ever again. Yiftar, odeyo masgiro. If he was in the process of passing of being masker him, upotir, or he was in the process of saying your tohar, your potter, and as before he says it, but no that lo simoni tuma, before he gives his psak, there are all of a sudden simoni tuma sprout in front of his eyes. Let's say it's beginning, suddenly a mich grows there, or a white hair a black hair turns white, or at the end of the first week there's pisoyon, so yachlit. At the end of the second week, there's pisoyon. Yachlit, he's machlit the mitzora, and the mitzora is a complete mitzora. Beheres, uvo simone tuma, yachlit. If there's a beheres, and there is simone tuma, the first time that the Kohen sees him, the simone tuma would be the black hairs turn white, the sar, or the michya, uvo simone tuma, yachlit, he's machlit immediately. Odeo machlito, he's in the process of being machlit, but he hasn't paskin and said the words out loud yet. V'hochlu len simonituma, and the simonituma go away. So he's no worse than he was before. He has to be maskir. Bilchila besoshu rishon yaskir besoshu sheni. It's everything is gone. He's had 2 weeks without any psak of hachlota, and now there's no change. Liachra petor yifter. He's potter. And the Rav points out that after the end of the first week, there was nothing. He's maskir. The Rav points out that if there was hachlota, if a kohen found the mitzvah to be tamei and to be the full tzaras, where he is chutz min amachanem, and then the simen tuma goes away, that the kohen is mitahir on the spot. After hachlota, the disappearance of the simen tuma is a sign of tahara. Mishnah Dalit. Atolish simoni tuma. The Rav explains that there's an issue in the Torah that one is not allowed to destroy the simonim of tuma. I'm sorry again. Hatoli simoni tuma. One who plucks out the simonim of tuma, let's say it's a hair, v'koyve es ha-michya, or he burns the michya that's burnt, michya is healthy skin. If it's burnt, it's not healthy skin any longer, so he destroys the simoni tuma. The Mishnah says, over below taseh, that the person is over a love of the Torah. So the Rav explains, what's the over below taseh? The hishomer benega tzaras. The Torah says you have to be very careful with the nega of the tzaras. And the Rav adds, he expounds in this, v'komokum shenemar hishomer pen vial, which is many times. Whenever the Torah says hishomer, pen or lest, vial and don't, hishomer, be careful, enu lo taseh. That's the equivalent of saying, don't do it. He's shemir b'negat tzaras. So over below taseh. Ulatara. Now, how does, in such a situation, if a... ulatara, in such a situation, Klomer le'inyan tara madino. What will be his din in terms of tara? Now here the person violated a lav and destroyed the simonim of tzaras. He pulled out the white hair. He burnt the michya. So if he did this, the Mishnah says, Ach lo boitz la kohen, if he did it before the kohen ever saw it, so he did an avera, but he tar. Nevertheless, he's tar. The kohen has to pronounce hachlota. Liachar hechleto, but if the kohen already said that he's tamei, and then he goes ahead and he pulls out the hair, or he burns the mikveh, Tommy, then he remains Tommy. That doesn't help him one iota if it doesn't go away on its own. There's an important Akiva Eger here in the Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eger. The Akiva Eger says Liachar Hechleto Tommy. He says it's simply mitam knosa. It's only a kanas mid rabbonon. Really, if after hachlota, the person the mitzora pulled his hair out, pulled the white hairs out. He burnt the mikveh. It's a kenas to rabbanan that he can't be tahor. Umikomakom shori b'tiglachas, he still is allowed to get the tiglachas, that you have the tziporim, and the birds are in the beginning of the process of tara. Ulimnos yimei taroso, ulitoher minatora. And he can count the days of 7 days of tara, and be tahor minatora. Avol kaporoso, however, but the kapor, the korbanos, the calls man the tomim mid rabbanim, because it's impossible for him to bring in the korbanos that ultimately matire him. As long as he's tomim mid rabbanim, he's not allowed to put his hands or his fingers or his toes into the Pesach by the Shorni Kaner. And then he's quoting a Tosus and Bechoros lamed dalad amed beis. So, Uliach Rechleto Tomei, and again the Akiva Eger said it's mid Rabbonon. So, Omer Rabbi Akiva, excuse me, Shualti Yis Rabban Gamliel, V'yes Rabbi Yoshua, Hochin Legadvad. As we were on the way to Gadvad, I asked them, and Betoch Eskeru Mahu, if he pulls out the hairs before Hechle, but during Hezger. Mahu, because if Hezger, that means that nothing was seen. So Mahu, so Armelo Lo Shomanu. In other words, what the Mishnah seems to be talking about, before the Kohen got there the first time, he had Simoni Tuma, and before the Kohen ever saw him, he plucked out the hair and burnt the mikveh. So Rabbi Kiva asks, what about during Hezger? If he pulls out, there's suddenly a simen tuma, and he pulls out the hair, he burns the mikveh. Betoch hezgeru mahu. So amru lo, they said to him, lo shemanu, we didn't hear the din. Avul shemanu, but we did hear, ad shelo boetz lakohen tohar. And liachrech leito tome, what we said before. If before the kohen came the first time, he pulls out the hair, he burns the mikveh, he's tohar. He didn't aver, but he's tohar. Liachrech leito, he's tome. So Rabbi Akiva says, Hischalti mevi lohem rayos. I began to bring to them proofs. And the Mishnah doesn't record these proofs. So the Rav mentions rayos betosefta maisi. The tosefta on the goyim, tosefta is a work, a Tanakh work that's parallel to the Mishnah. It brings Rabbi Akiva's rayos in the tosefta. The kachos rayos ne'ma'ad shelo bo'etzel kohen tohar. Why is it that before the kohen ever saw him, he's tohar? If he pulls these hairs out or burns the mikveh, lo mipnei shelo ro'as a kohen simonei tuma shabo, because the kohen never paskin, never saw a simon tuma on him. So atole simonei tuma tok hezger nami din hu shei tohar. It's the same din that no kohen ever saw a simon tuma on him. It's the same. It's the same din. So now the Mishnah continues with that. So Rabbi Akiva says whether he's omeid bifnei hakohen, if he pulls out his hair or burns the mikveh before the kohen comes, or during the week of Hezger, and the kohen never saw a simen tuma, tohar. Until the kohen comes and paskins that he's tomei. So in a case where he was mukhlat and he pulled out the hair, burnt the mikveh, when can he become tohar? So Rabbi Eliezer Meir l'shivole lo nega achir. He's in bad shape at this point. He can't become tohar. So Rabbi Eliezer says until he gets another nega, and then the tohar mimenu, and he's tohar from that other nega. So the Rav explains that if he gets another nega, this is all after all min hashemayim. The kaven din is rapa min hashniya. Since he's healed from the second nega, igloi milsa, the matter is revealed. The chos rachmon olei that the Kodesh Baruch Hu has mercy upon this mitzora at this point now. Vinami havis kaimuk kamaisa. If the first one was still in existence, have the mitzi minik mo mizu. Just as he was healed from this nega, he would have been healed from that nega also. The chachamim omrim at shetifrach. There be more machmir at shetifrach bekulo. He has to have a pricha where his whole body is covered with baharos. Nego achron delek lemecha shlemidi. At this point, if it spreads over him completely, the second nega, not just being healed from the second nega, but it has to be healed through pisoyon, where the whole body gets covered. Because if the first one were still in existence, it would be tor as a result also. So hashtami havi tor. So apparently the chachamim require the stringency that the means of tara has to come from the covering of the body with tsaras completely, which is a more difficult thing than simply the disappearance of the simone tumen is in the second nega, which is the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer. Or while she tismait beherto mikagris, or with the original beheres, where he pulled out the simone tuma, diminishes less than the size of a gris. And that's the end of Mishnah Daled.